The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shenema Dina Bat Sara. En Narifanala, En Narifanala, En Narifanala, Rufat Nefesh, Rufat Guf, Rufuata, Romar Abu Lechin Yirason, Renomar Amen.
Daf Yud Dalid. Today's Daf is being studied. The Ainu Nishmat of Ram Ben Esther, who Hashem Tinihanu Began Eden Amen. Today's Daf is being studied. The Ainu Nishmat of Rafael Ben Esther, who Hashem Tinihanu Began Eden Amen. Today's Daf is being studied. Rufuat Shirama Miki Meir. בן ג'יימי ג'מיל וגם דינה בצרה אין הרפאה להם וגם יהודית בת שושנה אין הרפאה להם לפת הנפש ולפת הגופתם קרובה לבוא וכן ירסו אמר אמן we begin today's daf on Yud Gimel Amud Bet and we are four lines from the bottom. We just learned in yesterday's daf the law of simicha. In order to make simicha, meaning rabbinical ordination, to be called Rabbi, in order to judge dinei kenasot, you need to have three rabbis do the ordination. So Gemara asks, "Vehad lo samich?" Wow, one doesn't make samicha. Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Beram, Beram meaning in truth, Zachur oto ha'ish letov. This man, he should be remembered for the good. Who's the man? Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Shemo. His name is Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Shel Malehu." If it wasn't for this rabbi called the Yehuda ben Baba, Nishtakehu Dine Kenasot Misrael. The laws of Kenasot, all these the cases that they judge on Kenasot, on penalties, would have been forgotten. Kabbalah says, Nishtakehu, what do you mean, forget them? Nigrasinu, learn them, go learn them again. Why should they be forgotten? Ela, if it wasn't for this rabbi, Batlu Dine Kenasot Misrael. That's what happened at the time of the Romans. They did not allow simicha. And therefore, there was no more simicha of the Rabbanim. And therefore, you were not going to be able to judge cases of dinei kenasot. Came to Yehuda ben Baba in an act of great misirut nefesh. And he went and he risked his life, as we're going to see. And he was sumech, five rabbis. And he kept the chain going of simicha. If it would have broken, then you can only get simicha from somebody that has simicha. So therefore, if it would have stopped, the kenasot would have went away from Christ. Says Shepam Achat Gaza Mechuta Reshaa Gizera Al Yisrael. Nemei the Gizera the Reshaim Al Yisrael. Shekol Asumech Yareg. The rabbi that gives the simicha gets killed. Dechol Anismach Yareg. And anybody that gets simicha gets killed. Ve'ir Shesomchim Ba, and the city that the simicha is done in, Tiharev, will be destroyed. Ve'tehumin Shesomchim Baem Yakru, and even within the radius of the city. Of the, we call it the home of the city, the borders of the city, Yaknu also, with the 2,000 amah of the city. Ma'asar Yehuda ben Baba, what did he do? Halak v'yashav lo ben shnei harim gedolim. He went, he wanted to give simicha to the rabbis, but he didn't want any cities to be destroyed. So he went outside, not next to any cities. He sat between two mountains. What are they going to do? They're going to knock down mountains? They have to knock down mountains. So he sat between two mountains, uben shtei ayarot gedolot, in between two cities, but not in a city itself. Uben shnei techumei Shabbat, in between the two techumim of Shabbat, meaning between the borders of two cities. What cities? Ben Usha, the Sherfar Am, and the city of Shefar Amla. She says, "Ve'lo betoch ha'ir." Top of the second line. She'im yivada shelo yachribu ha'ta'id. They shouldn't destroy the city. Ve'samach sham hamisha zikinim. And he appointed over there five rabbis. Ve'elu him. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yoseh, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Rav Avia Mosif. He is the sixth rabbi. Af Rabbi Nehemia. Kevan shekiru oibehem bahem. The enemies realized what the rabbi was doing. So the rabbi realized in trouble. The enemies were coming out to kill everybody. Amad lahen banai rutsu, run, go save your lives. Amru lo rabbi mate alecha. He was older already. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. So what's going to be with you? Amad lahen hareni mutal lifnehem ke'even she'en lahofchim. I already am placed in front of them like a stone that has nobody to turn it over, which means I'll be willing to give my life up for what I just did. I'll stay here. He couldn't run, but you don't risk your lives. You run away and save yourselves. He was able to give his life up because the halakha says in the time of a gezerah,
you're even allowed to give your life up for any mitzvah, even a mitzvah taseh. So therefore, it's a mitzvah to give semicha. He sacrificed his life. He says, you go, and I'm willing to accept the gezerah. Amru, they said, lo zazu misham. They didn't leave the place. Ad shenasu bo shlosh me'ot lun bi'ot shel barzel. They lanced him and they stabbed him 300 times with the barzel, the iron, the spits of iron. They went through his body. And they made him like a sieve, like a colander that had all the holes in it. His body became like a kevara. That was the punishment they gave to the Biyudah ben Baba. Oh, so that's a question mark over there. You just told me Simicha has to be with three. We see the Biyudah ben Baba made Simicha, he was alone. So Gemara says, Biyudah ben Baba, Acharini Havu Bahadeh. There were other rabbis with him. Of course, he had two other rabbis with him. V'hai de'la hashiv lehu mishum kivodo de Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Out of respect to Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, we didn't mention the other two. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba was the tzaddik of them. They were all tzaddikim. Look at the Mishnah Nefesh. So then we mentioned only him. But of course, there was two other rabbis. They're also involved in the semicha. So Gemara just told me, where did Rabbi Meir get a semicha from? He got a semicha from Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. So Gemara asked, Rabbi Meir... Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba samche. Rabbi Meir got semicha from Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Hanna. Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Kol ha'omer Rabbi Meir. Lo samcho Rabbi Akiva. If anybody says that Rabbi Meir did not get semicha from Rabbi Akiva, eno ela tu'eh. He's making a mistake. Which means he got the semicha from Rabbi Akiva. So make up your mind. Did he get semicha from Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba? Yehuda says samche Rabbi Akiva velo kiblo. Initially, Rabbi Akiva gave him semicha, but they didn't accept it because he was still very young. Rabbi Meir, samcher Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba vekibdo. Only after he got his second semicha for Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, then already they accepted him. Comes the Gemara and says,
Rabbi Akiva was killed before Rabbi.
Can that be?
No, it says Amru Lo. Who's Amru Lo?
Amru Lo.
I'm saying it says Amru. Then it says Lo. It sounds like the
where are you looking?
We just read with the guys were there. They were leaving.
I don't know. I mean, the bystanders or the people said
that we're not going to leave until you get stabbed.
No, where are you looking?
No, it was said.
It was said on that story. It was said on that story. Meaning the commentary on that story was said.
I thought they were answering.
No. It was said.
Amru
Kame. Yeah. Amru. It was said. Lo zazu misham.
Soldiers
did not move from that place till they lanced them 300 times.
Got it.
In the thing. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi comes along and says, En semicha be'chusa la'aris. Okay, like we learned on yesterday's daf. There's no semicha in chusa la'aris. Okay, you don't give the semicha. So comes the Gemara and says, "My en semicha." What does it mean en semicha? Ilima de lo dayane dine kenasot klal bechutzal haaretz. If it means to say that there's no dine, they don't judge dine kenasot in chutzal haaretz. Ve'atenan, but we learned in the Mishnah, Sanhedrin noheget ben baaretz ben bechutzal haaretz. You see, Sanhedrin applies whether you're in Israel, whether you're in Chutz La'aretz, which is mashma, they're judging. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ela de lo samchinan bechutz La'aretz," which means we don't give the semicha in Chutz La'aretz. Look at Rashi. Rashi's on the third line. Ilima de lo dayninan dinekrasot Chutz La'aretz. V'akik amar en semicha mo'elet bechutz La'aretz ve'afilu samchuha ba'aretz. Which means, it sounds like, even if they gave the rabbi semicha in Eretz Yisrael, but when he goes to Bavel, it's not going to help him. It's not like that. Because the Mishnah says clearly, the Sanhedrin applies, ben ba'aretz, ben mechutz la'aretz. So therefore, we'll have to see what this statement means. So Yehuda is going to explain. Yehuda says, okay, peshita, it's pashut, what? Somchin, mechutz la'aretz. V'nismachin ba'aris ha'amrinan de'lo. What does that mean? The somchin, that's the rabbis that are giving the semicha, if they're in chutz la'aris, the rabbis are in chutz la'aris, v'nismachin ba'aris, and those who got semicha are in Eretz Yisrael, meaning the rabbis of Bavel gave reshut to the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael to do the judging. Reverse, right? The rabbis of Bavel, they told the rabbis of Israel, we give you permission to judge the Nekan Asot, ha'amrinan delo. Now, we learned already you can't do that, which means you can't have a simicha that's coming from Chutz La'aretz. When we said already in Chutz La'aretz, en sumchim, which means you cannot have the simicha. I mean, even if everybody's in Chutz La'aretz. Because you can, if they're in Chutz La'aretz and they're giving a simicha for somebody in Eretz Yisrael, that's for sure, no. Ela, the question of the Gemara is, sumchim ba'aretz. Let's say you have this rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, v'nismachin b'chutz la'aretz, and the ones that they want to give simicha to are in chutz la'aretz, mai. Which means basically, according to Rashi, the question is, can you give simicha from Eretz Yisrael to rabbis in Bavel, even though they're not there? Mm-hmm. Which means, if they're in front of you, you give them simicha, no question. Could you give long distance over the phone? Could you give a simicha long distance? The rabbis of Eretz Yisrael are the ones who give the simicha. The rabbis in Bavel are away from them. So can they give them a simicha without them being bifnehem? Look at the Rashi to see all this here. She says, Pshita. Sumchin b'chutz la'aretz v'nismachin b'aretz. Im b'nei Bavel notim reshut le'achad b'bnei Yisrael adun k'nasot. If the rabbis of Bavel are giving permission to the rabbis of Israel, ha'amran de'lo. We said already you can't do it. De'en simicha b'chutz la'aretz. Meaning that they cannot give simicha to the rabbis of Israel. V'chevan de'lo avagaban. Right. V'chevan di'i avagaban. Even if they were there, if the rabbis of Israel were there in Bavel, you can't give them a simicha. Certainly, when they're not there, Ela the next Rashi. Sumchin ba'aris, v'nismachin mosas mai. Im asomech omed ba'aris, v'nismach omed be'Bavel, v'lete gabe somech. They're not next to each other. Mi mehane kilu ita gabe b'shat simicha, u'matzel lemedam otz la'aris, k'tan tzadin noim otz la'aris, odilma. Kivan dilete gabay b'shat simicha, lo mahanyale. Or do you say no? Since they're not there, it doesn't work. That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara is going to bring a few stories to prove this in one way. Gemara says, Tashema, come and hear proof. What's the proof? The proof is like this. Tashema, the Rabbi Yohanan Abba Mista'ir Ale, the Rav Shaman Bar Abba. So clearly, Rabbi Yohanan was mista'ir. That what? That Rav Shaman bar Abba, that it was not close to him in order to give him a simicha. Right? Rabbi Yohanan is mista'ir. That Rav Shaman was not there because he wanted to give him simicha. So you see what? Why don't you give him, Rabbi Yohanan was mista'ir. Rav Shaman bar Abba was from Sa'aris. Why don't you give him a long distance one? You see, he can't give long distance. He has to be there. Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud v'had imeh, and one rabbi that was with him, Umanu, who's the rabbi that was with him? Rabbi Yonatan ben Achmai. V'amri la, the opposite. Rabbi Yonatan ben Achmai v'had imeh, Umanu. Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud. Had dehava gabayu samchu. The rabbi that was with them, next to them, they gave simichatu. V'had dehava gabayu, but the rabbi that was not by them, lo samchu. So you see again, you can't give a long distance simicha. Rabbi Hanina v'Rabbi Hoshaya hava kam mishtakid Rabbi Yohanan lemismichinu, which means Rabbi Hoshaya was the rabbi. Hava kam mishtakid. Mishtakid is mahazeru mitzape. They were anticipating or eager to give him a simicha. Rabbi Yohanan lemismichinu. He wanted to give Rabbi Hoshaya a simicha. He was going out of his way, doing whatever he can to get a simicha to Rabbi Hoshaya. What? It wasn't working. Every time they wanted to give him simicha, rabbi didn't show up, he did three. It wasn't going. Hava kam mista'ir tuba. Hey, it's hard from this. Ama amru le lo nista'ir man mar. So Rabbi Hoshaya told him, Rabbi, I know you're trying to give me simicha, but don't be upset. De anan midibit eli ka'atena. Anyway, we come from the family of Eli, Eli HaKohen. And Eli's family was cursed. And what was the curse of Eli HaKohen? The Amar of Shmuel ben Nachman, Amar of Yonatan. Minayin she'en nismachin lebet Eli. How do we know that you don't give simicha to anybody from the family of Eli? Shne'emar lo yeh zaken bebetecha kol hayamim. Clearly says, you're not going to have any zakenim. We're understanding over here, you're not going to have any hachamim. Any Akhim that have the title of Zakim, which is a rabbi that has simicha, you're not going to happen.
Now, my zakin, well, what does zakin mean in this pasuk? Ili ma zakin mamash. No, maybe it means nobody's going to live a long life. Right. That's all it means. Elderly. They're not going to have longevity. Vaketiv, kol marbit beterka yamutu anashim. It says that already. It says all the majority of your household, Eli, are going to die when they become men. When does a person become a man? 18 years old. Which is from 18 already, they have to worry about they're going to die. So we know they're not going to get long life. Ela simicha. Ela, what zekinim going to mean? Which means even if, let's say, a person gets long life, for example. Let's say, like we learned in the other Gemara, if a person does gimlut hasadim, and he teaches Torah and studies Torah, you can extend the life of Beit Eli. Even so, you're still not going to get simicha. Even if you extended the life where they had a time to circumvent the other item, you're still not going to have zikrim simicha. You're not going to get. So therefore, don't be upset. Min Hashemayim, they're not letting me get the simicha. This is from Beit Eli. Rabbi Zera hava mitamar lemismiche. Rabbi Zera was hiding. He was anav Rabbi Zera. He was hiding himself. He didn't want to get the simicha. So he was concealing himself. The Amar Rabbi Elazar le'olam have kabal v'kayam. It says a person should always be put himself in darkness, which means be low-key. Don't put yourself in the spotlight. V'kayam, and you'll live a long life. You'll be protected from the ayin hara and all these things like this. As she says, v'tehyeh. Keep away from positions of Rabbanut, of leadership. Because what happens, like it says, why Yosef HaSadiq died the youngest from all the brothers. Why? Because he was in a position of power. Something with positions of power, it's mekaberet ba'aleha. Maybe on a simple understanding, the stress of the job and the pressure of the job, or there's Aynara, whatever it may be. So therefore, the Rabbi Zera didn't want the limelight. They were trying to give him simicha. He wasn't involved.
If someone's needed.
V'chivan d'shama'eh leha d'amar Rabbi Elazar. But when he heard what Rabbi Elazar said, de'en adam ole l'gdula ela imken mohalim lo al kol avonotav. But when he heard the other statement, that a person doesn't get a job of gedula, of prestige, of leadership, unless they forgive him for all the sins. That's a segula. You get all your sins forgiven. He made himself available. He made himself revealed again. He wants to get the kaparat avonot. Now, at the time that they made simicha for Rabbi Zera, the rabbis were so excited of such a rabbi that what? They sang a song at the time. What song did they sing? Sharu lehachi. They sang the following song. Lo kahal. Kahal is mascara for the eyes. Velo sarak. Sarak is lipstick. Velo pirkus. Pirkus is the different hair dye that they put on the lady's hair. You don't need, they said, this is like a lady who's very, very pretty, who's naturally pretty. They say she doesn't need makeup. And she's still beautiful. The same thing when it came to Rabbi Zera, as if to say that he's
without simicha.
Even without the simicha, he's beautiful. Kol sheken with the simicha. Yeah, that's why they're learning it over there. They meant to say after pisha Rabbi Zera tsanua, right? Rabbi Zera wouldn't dress like a tamid hacham. He would dress in very simple clothes. He wouldn't give himself the kavod of the begadim. So they said, even without that, without any outer adornment, Rabbi Zera is still great. He's like a kala, even without the adornments. Mm-hmm. He still brings charm. Mm-hmm. When they gave simicha to those two rabbis, Rabbi Amir and Rabbi Aser, sharu lehu. So they sang the song. Kol min den, semuchu lana. All men like this, give us rabbis like this to give simicha to. Lo tismichu lana. But do not make simicha lo misarmitin, not from the sarmitin. What's sarmitin? Right. Sarmitin, as she says, lashon smartut. Kilomar, she'en notim ta'am agun edivrehim. Not the rabbis that can't explain themselves well, that they don't give the reasons, the sevara, the right way. Velo misarmisin. What is sarmisin? Okay, sarmis, where their logic is upside down, backwards logic. Also, the amrila lo mehamisin.
Hamisina, she says Hamsanim, which means they hold back to explain themselves also. Like a Hamsan that holds back and steals, they hold back from explaining their Devre Torah. Velo metur misin. And don't hold it. Don't give tzvikat to a rabbi. It's a turmus. Turmus is a bean. So that she says turmusin lo et peresh. Well, I don't know what that means. What does that mean? The rabbi is a turmus. What's the explanation on that?
Rashi keeps it
unexplained. Yeah, he doesn't explain it, but some explain it. He says here yad rama melashon turmus shumin ketnik mara meod. It's a very bitter type of tasting item. Which means people that are bitter like turmusim, because the guy's a negative guy, like a turmus, don't hide him either. Rabbi Abu, ki hava atem mitifta lebe kesav. Oh, Rabbi Abu was a great, great Tamid Chacham. When he would come from the yeshiva to go to the Caesar's palace, I guess, to talk to the government and things like that. So what happened? Nafke matronita lebe kesav. The woman would come out of the Caesar's palace to greet Rabbi Abu, and they would sing the following song, Rabba de Amme, the chief rabbi of the nation, Madabrana de Umte, the leader of his people, Bosina de Nohara, which means the light, the great light of the Jewish people. Berich matyach l'shlam, baruch bo'acha l'shalom, may your entrance come in peace. That she says, bosinad d'nehora, which is like the lighting, the lighted candle, al shem she gadol benoy, he was very handsome. Kedamin basochet ha-po'alim, shufred rab abu, me'en shufred, derebi,
Yaakov Abinu,
exactly. Wow. Which means Rabbi Abu had the beauty of Yaakov Abinu. And Yaakov Abinu had the beauty of Adam Rishon. They said, wow, Bosinad Nahara, the one that has the beautiful delight. Okay, that's the end of that story. Now we go back to a quote from our Mishnah. Arifat Egla Bishlosha, we said what? There's a law of Egla Arufa. What's the law of Egla Arufa? You find a dead body between two cities. So what's the deen? You got to go measure to what city it's closer to. And that's, he has to bring in Egla Arufa. So it says, this procedure and ceremony you have to do with three rabbis. Tanu Rabbanan. V'yase'u zekenecha v'shofetecha. It says the elders and the judges will go out to do the measuring. So again, zekenecha shnayim. Shofetecha shnayim. So you got four. V'em bedin shakun mosifin alein odah. So that's the rabbi that says, fine. Arekan hamisha devreh Rabbi Yehuda. Back to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon omer zekenecha shnayim. You only judge the word zekenecha. Ve'en betin shakul. You can't have an even court. Motzvin alein odehad arekan shelosha. Rabbi Shimon, hay shofetecha amay abidle. What do you do with the word shofetecha? Ha'u mev'elel demiuhadim shebeshofetecha. To teach me that you have to use the judges, meaning you have to use the judges of the high court. Shofetecha. Rabbi Yehuda, mizikne zekenecha nafka. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I learned it from the extra word zikenecha. I could have just said the word zikne. In fact, it says zikenecha, your elders, meaning that's how I know the main elders. But Rabbi Shimon, im zikne, if it just would have said zikne, have I mean a zikne ashuk? I would have told him, any elders, take stam an old man. Ketiv rahmana zikenecha. To teach me, you can't just take any old man. Viketiv zikenecha, have I mean a senhedre ketana. Take a rabbi from the 23 court. Take a rabbi from a lower court. Ketiv rahmana veshofetecha mimiyuhadim. He says, I need the word Shofetecha to teach me the main judges of the 71. He has a Gezerat Shavah. Zikne zikne bevesamechu zikne aidat yedehem. Like we said before on the Eglaru, on the Pare Alem, that the Zikinim have to put their hands on the animal. And just like we learned, ma le'alam yuhadim shebaidah, just like over there, we said it's the main rabbis of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, kam yuhadim shebezekenecha. So Gemara says, wait, already you're learning from over there, I yalif, lilif kule me'atem. Which means, if you're learning already, we said over there five. So what do you need any words over here? Just learn the whole thing from the Simichat Zekenim. Zekenecha v'shofetecha lamali. So what do you need? Anything. What do you need? Zekenecha v'shofetecha. Already if you have a Gezerat Shavah to that situation, learn everything from over there. So comes the Gemara and says, v'afilu minyana. Right? Like we learned above. Even the it's five over there also. So he says, you're right. I'm not learning from Zekenecha v'shofetecha. You know what I'm learning from? Ela vav It's from the Vav, Veshofetecha Leminyana, which means it says in the Pasuk, Shofetecha. Shofetecha is two. Veshofetecha, the Vav comes to add me another two. Embedin Shakul, that's why I get five. And what's Zikne coming to teach me? Miyuhadim Sheba'ida. Zikinecha is teaching me you need the main rabbis, the main judges of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. So leave Zikinecha, you're right. That I need for the level of judges. And what's, where do I know five from? Ve Shofetecha. Shofetecha is two. Ve is another two. In Betin Shakos, that's it. Ve Rabbi Shimon, Vav, no Darish. Rabbi Shimon doesn't go with the Vav. The Pasuk has to put a Vav. Zekinecha, Ve Shofetecha. The Vav is not extra. So comes the Gemara and says, Ela Me'ata. Oh, what are you talking? Already every plural word you got in the Pasuk, now you're going to start saying it's two? There's many more words. Ve Yatsi'u Shinaim. And they will go out. They, another two. Umadidu, they will judge. Shnayim. The Rabbi Yehuda, Tish'ah. You got another four. You got nine. The Rabbi Shimon, Shiv'ah. Because he started with three. Right? So, add another four. You got seven. How come you don't donesh other words? V'yatzi'u, umadidu. So it says, you need that for something else, those words. V'yatzi'u, hen v'lo shiduhan. That the rabbis are not allowed to send their messengers. V'yatzi'u, they themselves have to go out and do the measuring. Umadidu, and they have to measure. Sha'afilu nimsa ba'alil la'ir sariq la'asuk b'medida. Even if it's obvious, you see the body is definitely closer to one of the cities. So you might say to yourself, what do we got to measure for? Right. It's clearly next to that city. Umadidu. The Torah wants you to go out and do the measuring, even if it's alil, even if it's clear, they want you to do it. So you can't learn judges from those two pisukim. You learn dinim from those two words. And they've got that's the machloket. So comes the Gemara and says, "Matnitin de lo ki hai tana." Our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. Why? The Tanya. The brighter Bili Ezer ben Yaakov Omer, "Beyaseu zekenecha veshofetecha." By Egla Arufa, zekenecha zu Sanhedrin. Okay, so zekenecha teaches you already. You need the rabbis of the Sanhedrin. I don't know how many yet. But you need the rabbis of the Sanhedrin. Veshofetecha, ze melech vekohen gadol. Oh, in the Egla Arufa, part of the ceremony, you need the king of Israel and the kohen gadol. How do you know that from the word shofetecha? Well, melech, dichtiv, melech b'mishpat ya'amid eres. The king is the one that is in charge of the judgment of Klai Yisrael, right? He's like the Supreme Court. So therefore it says melech b'mishpat. So veshofetecha is referring to the king of Israel. Kohen gadol dichtiv ubata el kohanim alvim el shofet. From the pasuk that puts the word shofet in the same pasuk as the kohen gadol. So from the fact that it says shofetecha, we know that that's referring to those two rabbis, so two leaders. So now the question is ibaylu Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov behada padik or betarta padik. And how many things is he arguing on the previous rabbis? On one item or on two items? What's the question? The melech vekohen gadol padik. He's arguing that you need a kohen gadol and a melech. Aval. But when it comes to the number, he either holds five or three, like the other rabbis. So it's only one argument. Okay. Maybe no, he's arguing on the number. Maybe he needs the whole 71. Bring the whole court out to do the Egla Arufa. So Rav Yosef says, I'm going to prove to you that it's got to be the whole Sanhedrin.
Wow.
How is he going to prove it to me? So let's discuss, there's a law that we're going to discuss now, it's called the Zaken Memre. Zaken Memre is an elder that challenges the deen of the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin makes a psak halakha, right? They come along and say that this item over here is asur. Whatever the item is. There's all laws, which type of halakha. But let's go into the, just leave the details. And what? There's one rabbi over there and says, I argue with the Sanhedrin, and he starts saying to the people, mutar. Zaken Mamre. This guy's a rebel. You go against the Sanhedrin, the Torah said this guy over here, you gotta kill him. But there's laws. There's laws. He has to rebel against the Sanhedrin in their offices, which means the Sanhedrin is sitting in the Beddin, Neshkat Gazit, and Harab Bayit. And this guy's there, and he says, you're psak? You're wrong. I'm going with my psak. I say mutar. Oh, in that area, because that's where the Sanhedrin belong. But let's say, I'm going to give an example. Let's say Sanhedrin was on a field trip. Sanhedrin's out of the offices, and the Sanhedrin meets up with this guy, and they tell him, you know what, we gave a psak alakha today, and we said it's asur. And he says, what are you talking asur? Mutar. He's not a Zaken Mamre. Because the Zaken Mamre has to be Davka in the Makom of the Lishkata Gazit, the Harabai. Okay, that's going to be the deen. So what's the Gemara going to say? What do you mean? What in the world was 71 rabbis doing out of the Lishkata Gazit? What kind of thing is, which is, there's a law that says you always have to have somebody staying back. You have to have at least 23
holding the fort.
At minimum 23. Which we're going to see. You cannot just bankrupt the whole Beit Din. Everybody goes on a field trip. You got to keep 23 back at home. Oh, so Rabbi Yosef's going to say, you know what they must have been doing? They must have been doing measuring. They must have been on a field trip to do the Egla Arufa. And on the way there, they met the Zakin Mamre. So therefore, you see what? That it must be 71 is for the Egla Arufa. That's his proof.
So with Egla, you don't have to have anyone holding up the fort?
Right. That's a mitzvah. Mitzvah. 71. That's already a reason. But stop to go out on for lunch break. You got to leave 23 back in the Sunday. So look at the Gemara. Now that I gave you the introduction, we can read this quote. Amar Rav Yosef, Tashema. Mesa'an a bet fage. Bet fage. Nice fage. Makom lefnim in chomat da'ir. It's within the wall of Yerushalayim. It's considered Yerushalayim. We met them in Bet Peget. It's another way of saying within the confines of the city of Jerusalem. That's called Bet Peget, as opposed to the Harabayit itself. Okay? Vehimra alehim. And the Zakin says, I go against you. Yachol te hamra'a to hamra'a. You think his rebelliousness is considered a rebellion? Ta'ud lomar vekamta va'alita l'hammakom. Melamed shammakom gorem. Good. The makom is gorem. It's got to be in the place. Meaning in the Harabayit. So if he's not a Zaken Mamre. Now, Dinipu Kama. Now, how many rabbis came out over here? Ilima Miksatan. If you're telling me, maybe the minority, maybe you had, let's say, 20 rabbis. So yeah, 30 rabbis came out. Dilma Hanach Diika Gavai. How do you know what the other rabbis back home said? Maybe the 40 that are back home, Kaime Kevate, are agreeing with the Zaken. If just 30 rabbis are saying, we were osir, and he says, I'm matir, what's even have Amina? Maybe the 40 rabbis that are back in the Sanhedrin, maybe they agree with him, and he has majority. So the Gemara doesn't have to give an excuse. It's Harabayit. Even without Harabayit, maybe he's not a Zaken Mamre. So it cannot be the minority of the rabbis came out. Ela peshita dinafu kolehu. So it must be all the 71 rabbis must have came out. Lemay. Okay, now what did they come out for? Ilima lidvar reshut. If you're going to tell me, they came out for dvar reshut, meaning just for, regular functions, for personal issues. Mi matzu nefke? Are they allowed to leave? Ve'aketiv shorerech agan asahar al yachzar amazik. What does this pasuk mean? Shorerech, meaning the leaders, shorerech, agan asahar. They sat in the Sanhedrin like a semicircle, like the moon. The moon has a semicircle shape, like you. That's how the rabbis of the Sanhedrin would sit there. Would sit in a semicircle. Again, a sahar. However, al yahsar hamazik, it says. Mazik is Lashon Miziga. In the Miziga, when they used to dilute wine, how did they dilute wine? One part wine, two parts water. The Pasuk is saying, minimum, you have to have at least one third of the Sanhedrin. The shi'ud that you make miziga on. It makes miziga 2-1. So one third of the Sanhedrin, which is 23 judges, let's say, has to always be there at all times. So if you tell me stamp they went out on a field trip for their personal benefit, can't be. Oh, so we're getting out to the bottom line here. Must be they went out for a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah that you would need? 71. Lav the medidat egla must be to measure the egla arufa, and therefore you see what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakovi, and it must be going like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov de Amar kule sanedre ba'inan. Not only do you need the king, not only do you need the Kohen Gadol, you need the whole group. So he's arguing on both. Amar de Abaye, that's your proof. What, v'chi? That's the only thing you need Sanhedrin for. It's like la arufa. I'll tell you what, for something else. Kegon chiyasu lehosif al ha'ir. Remember, we learned in the Mishnah, if they want to annex the city of Yerushalayim, they want to add a little extent to it. He also needs 71 rabbis ve'al azarot. Or they want to extend the azara or the courtyard of the Beit Hamikdash. You need 7. So they went out for that purpose. כדתנן, we're going to our Mishnah, page 2. אין מוסיפין על העיר ועל עזרות, אלא בבית דין של 71. So you have no ראייה, רבי יוסף, that you need 71, according to the Bi'el Azar. However, the Gemara says, yeah, you're right, from this you don't have a ראייה, but I found a ברייתא. תניא כבתד רבי יוסף. We have a ברייתא to support רבי יוסף. What does it say? מסען אבט פגה. Same story. The Zaken Mamre found the Sanhedrin a befageh outside of the Harabayit. Vehimra alehin. And he rebelled against them. What's the case? Kegon shiyatsu lemedidat egla. Ah, befirush. For example, they went out for the measuring of the egla. Ulosif alair, or to extend the city. Ve'al azarot. Yacho sheteam ra'atom ra'ah. Is this rebellious? It's a rebellion. Tamud Omar. So according to this braita, according to Bil Azar, you need a Kohen Gadol, you need a Melech, and you need 71 judges in order to make the Medida of the Igla Arufa. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.